It's Friday, the 2nd of May, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Health Minister Esperance Luvindao has called on the public to take an active role in the fight against malaria by taking preventative measures. She made the appeal while addressing workers during the Workers' Day celebration held at Oshakati.
We are all aware that we currently have ongoing outbreaks in several malaria endemic regions in the country. The Ministry of Health and Social Services is working alongside communities, partners, and other stakeholders to reduce malaria transmission through preventative measures as well as treatment, overcoming misconceptions and ensuring active community participation. Malaria cases have been increasing significantly in most of these regions, and by the 20th of April 2025, Namibia reported 56,130 cases with 5,226 admissions and sadly 95 deaths.
Meanwhile, local media reports that some of the country's state hospitals have been forced to cancel scheduled surgeries and are only performing emergency operations due to a shortage of anesthetics. The shortage has so far affected Windhoek Central Hospital, Katutura Intermediate Hospital, Kitmansoop and Rundu State Hospitals. DA leader John Steenhuisen says there is hope for economic growth and job creation in SA today because the course and path of the country changed fundamentally in last year's election. The country's youth unemployment is at 44.6%, up from 43.2% in the previous quarter. Steenhuisen says the government must cut down the obstacles to growth.
Unemployment is the single biggest crisis facing our country. And that is why all spheres of government should be working together to be able to create jobs and grow the economy. It is also important that in the GNU, we use our positions in whatever ministries they are to create growth and create jobs.
From elsewhere, the U.S. is urging Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo to sign a peace deal at the White House in about 2 months alongside mineral agreements that could attract billions in Western investment. Reuters reports that this comes as Rwandan-backed M23 rebels make advances in eastern Congo, though Rwanda denies any involvement. Both countries are expected to submit draft peace proposals as part of U.S.-led efforts to end the war. And finally, a Japanese dating app called Tapple has introduced a new feature that checks users' marital status using official government records to prevent married couples from pretending to be single. The AFP news agency reports that the change comes after many users, especially women, expressed concern about dishonesty on the platform. Tapple says the new tool will help create a safer and more trustworthy dating experience. Find all these stories and much more on our website futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.